Hey everybody, you're listening to the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we're going to look into the new football commitments entirely for the 2020 football class for the Michigan Wolverines, and what they can bring to the table to hopefully bring the Michigan Wolverines a new national championship. Although it is the summertime, the Michigan football team is still heavily recruiting guys to come to the program, and in particular, the 2020 recruiting class. And this went to show when the Michigan Wolverines just got a 4-star defensive end by the name of Braden McGregor. He is 6'5", 248 pounds from Port Huron within Michigan. Now, the head coach of Port Huron Northern High School had just told Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines coaching staff on May 11th that he was staying home within Michigan. Now, this didn't know if he was going to Michigan or not, but a lot of people had some speculation that he was staying home. This came to be true this past Friday when he finally came out and announced to the world that he was going to the University of Michigan to play football for them. I have the recording right here of when he announced the news to Coach Harbaugh, so listen up. So the reason why this is a very big deal for the University of Michigan is, as I said, he's rated a 4-star prospect, and by the time he goes to University of Michigan, most would say he would probably be a 5-star prospect for Michigan. He is a strong side defensive end, and he's one of the best strong side defensive ends in the nation by 247 Sports. And the Detroit News has him as the second best player in the class of 2020 statewide in the state of Michigan. McGregor becomes the 9th commitment in the Wolverines' 2020 class and the first defensive end. So McGregor's commitment really got me thinking, why not go over all of the commits for the 2020 class just to get a good idea of who's coming to Michigan this year and what do we have in store? Because for me personally, as a huge Michigan fan, a huge football fan, I have high hopes for the University of Michigan to go very far this year and hopefully win national championship. And we were so close last season up until the Ohio State game, of course. So this year, I'm really hoping that these new guys can come in here and do their best to help Michigan win a national championship. Now, granted, most freshmen don't usually play on football teams their first year. They usually get redshirted, which means, if you don't know what that means, it means they will sit a year and they'll have an extra year of eligibility after they graduate college. But there are a few guys on this list, including McGregor, that I would put out there that could be a true freshman and playing in a starting role for Michigan this season. So I have the full 2020 class list right here in front of me, and I'm just going to list the names off, tell a little about them, and I also have them grouped by position as well. So if you feel like there's a position you really want to get to, you can skip around and get to that position. I will read offense first. To start off, I think it not only fair than to speak about the offensive line who is coming to the University of Michigan. So to start off, I'm going to go with Carson Barnhart. He is an offensive tackle. He is listed at 6'4", 273 pounds, and he's a 3-star commit. He had originally had offers from Nebraska, Iowa State, and Arizona State, among others, but eventually he did choose Michigan over Michigan State and Indiana. Although he is an offensive line, Barnhart quickly took to Michigan defensive line coach Greg Madison, who recruits in the area. So what this tells me is that maybe Michigan can move him around to be a defensive lineman as well. They have a lot of room that they can move and grow these guys with. So look out for Carson Barnhart to be a guy who could play maybe offensive and defensive line for the Wolverines. Next, there's Zach Carpenter. He's out of Archbishop Moeller and from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's an offensive guard listed at 6'5", 310 pounds. He himself is a three-star commit. He's ranked 20th in the state of Ohio by 247 Sports and number 32 at his position. He was the Anthony Munoz Foundation Division I Offensive Lineman of the Year in 2017 and had offers from Clemson, Nebraska, Louisville, Cincinnati, and other schools. But in the end of the day, he did commit and signed with the University of Michigan. Look for Zach Carpenter to maybe play a redshirt role this year, but eventually grow into an offensive guard who can participate in a rotation in the future. Next, we have Trente Jones from Loganville, Georgia. He is an offensive tackle lifted at 6'6", 282 pounds, and he is a four-star commit. Jones is a top offensive lineman from Georgia, and he joined the class after Nolan Rumler and will add depth to the tackle position. He also had offers from Texas A&M, Tennessee, Auburn, and Indiana. He's ranked number 21 in the state of Georgia by 247 Sports. But once again, at the end of the day, he saw the Wolverines as the best fit for him, and not only did he commit, but he signed to the University of Michigan. Next on the list is Trevor Keegan. Trevor Keegan is out of Crystal Lake South in Illinois. He is an offensive tackle listed again at 6'6", 310 pounds, and he as well is a four-star commit. Keegan told his hometown Northwest Herald that his decision to attend Michigan came down to the wire. He said he went over the pros and cons of a number of potential destinations with his family. Among his finalists were Ohio State, of course, Alabama and Clemson, but he chose the Wolverines over Georgia and Penn State. Again, this is a big-time commit. A four-star offensive tackle is huge. Listen, at 6'6", 310 pounds, this guy is a tank. Look for him as well to maybe get redshirted for the first year, but after a year or two, get into a rotation with the offensive lineman and... Well, he already has the size to play college football. Let's just see if we can put him into action. Next, as was just mentioned, is Nolan Rumler. He, again, is out of Archbishop Hoban in Akron, Ohio. He is an offensive guard listed at 6'4", 290 pounds. He is also a four-star commit. Rumler was a captain of one of the top teams in the state, which had gone 57-3 in the last four seasons. Hoban won Division III and Division II state titles the last 2 years. The guard made 58 starts for Hoban. Rumler is rated number 5 in the state of Ohio at its position. He, again, not only did he commit, but he signed with the University of Michigan. So he pledged his ticket and he pledged his loyalty to the Wolverines. I'm very excited about this guy. I think that he has a possibility of going in there and being a true freshman at some point this year and playing. But if not, then I'm very excited for this coaching staff to work with him. And maybe in a year or two, he can be a sure thing starter for the Michigan Wolverine offensive line to protect these quarterbacks who are all coming in. Next is Jack Stewart out of New Canaan, Connecticut. He is an offensive tackle at 6'5", 280 pounds, and he is a three-star commit. Not surprisingly, defensive coordinator Dom Brown was the first to contact Stewart because of the Northeast connection. Stewart visited Michigan in the spring and then stopped at Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Texas, among others. But he stuck with his initial impressions of Michigan and committed in April. He's a number 6 ranked player in the state of Connecticut, and he signed with the University of Michigan. Finally, as previously mentioned in one of my other episodes, Zach Zinter is a four-star offensive tackle and committed to Michigan at 6'6", 300 pounds from North Andover, Massachusetts. He was a seventh player to commit to the class at the time, and he turned down offers from Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State, among others. Zinter is ranked as a number 2 prospect in the state of Massachusetts, and the number 29 offensive tackle in the nation by 247 Sports. So, in total, this offensive line class is a mixture of 3 and 4 stars, which I could not be happier about. These guys are looking to be ready to play, and in their own state and in their own high schools themselves, they were proven to be leaders and state champions and just really good football players. Now, the offensive line has a huge job in protecting the quarterback, but better yet, they have to protect the running backs of the game. And who better than to run behind these explosive and huge new offensive linemen than my guy and Michigan commit, Zach Charbonnet, out of Oaks Christian in Westlake Village, California. Now, Zach Charbonnet is 6'2", 215 pounds, and he is a 4-star running back. If you don't know who he is, you will learn who he is by the end of this season. He is considered to be probably the best running back commit under Jim Harbaugh in the history of Jim Harbaugh coaching at the University of Michigan. His school, Oaks Christian, was a very dominant program when he was a running back for them. So for Charbonnet just to stand out alone on their roster is a huge deal. Not to mention, he was a very West Coast heavy guy in recruiting early on in his high school career, really leaning towards schools like USC, UCLA, and Oregon. But the Wolverines wooed him and showed him that this is the place to be, and he eventually committed to the Michigan Wolverines. Now, if you don't know who he is, you can go on YouTube or look up his game against Marietta Valley. Against Marietta Valley, during his sophomore season, he got a lot of radars after rushing for 169 yards and 6 touchdowns in one game. This guy is explosive. He is a beast. And I think he'll be our starting running back by his sophomore year at University of Michigan. So Zach Charbonnet, remember his name. What I'm very excited about for this 2020 class is our receiver and tight end class. Now, to lead things off with the receivers of the 2020 football class, I looked to the guy named Giles Jackson. He's from Oakley, California, and he is 5'8", 175 pounds, and he's a 4-star wide receiver. Jackson had 10 scholarship offers, but he ultimately picked Michigan over Oregon and Oregon State. He became really close with quarterback and teammate Cade McNamara, who as well signed with the University of Michigan Wolverines. And Jackson ranks number 39 in the state of California. So Giles Jackson is small, he's quick, he's speedy, and look for him to be a slot receiver in the near future for the Michigan Wolverines. I am very excited about this guy. Next, we have Cornelius Johnson out of Brunswick School in Greenwich, Connecticut. He's, unlike Jackson, he is huge. He is 6'3", 195 pounds, and he as well is a 4-star wide receiver. He chose Michigan over Notre Dame, Stanford, and Penn State, and had a huge senior season for Brunswick School with 826 yards on 50 catches and had 12 touchdowns. The Bruins were 8-2 and made the Class A championship game. He was a co-captain and was the league's co-offensive player of the year. He also was all New England Class A first team in his second straight year. Not only was he committed, but he as well signed with the Wolverines. He's a guy where he could play a Donovan Peoples-Jones role after he graduates, because this guy is big and he can play on the outside and he can match up very nicely with these 6 foot, 6 foot one corners who will try to match up against him. So I'm very excited about this guy. If he can jump and he can run really fast, then he'll have no problem defeating all of these other cornerbacks on opposite teams. Finally, out of our wide receiver class, we have Quintel Kent out of Lakewood, Ohio. He is a wide receiver and as well as 6 foot, 170 pounds, and he is a 3-star. Kent is ranked number 45 in the state of Ohio and was spotted by Michigan during a camp earlier this summer. He was then invited to a Michigan camp where he won the receiver MVP and was offered a scholarship. He said he was surprised by the offer and almost committed on the spot, but discussed it with his parents, and after a few more visits to Ann Arbor, he fell in love with the place, of course, and he committed to Michigan in early August. He is signed, and he is ready to go. So these three big wide receivers are all very different in size. One in Giles Jackson's very small, 5'8". One's huge in Cornelius Johnson at 6'3". And Quinzel Kent's right in the middle there at 6'. So I like this diversity to work with because you can put these wide receivers in different positions and see what works best for them. And hopefully they can all be very productive for the Wolverines and help us out. Michigan as well has two big tight ends coming into the class of 2020. First of which is Eric All out of Fairfield, Ohio. He is 6'4", 225 pounds, and is a three-star tight end. He attended a Michigan camp in June and not long after committed to the Wolverines. Last June. And he told his hometown paper he would probably add about 25 pounds once he arrives to Ann Arbor. So he's trying to get into that tight end build. One of those big guys, as we know, Zach Gentry, just got drafted to the NFL. So we have a vacancy at tight end right now. So look for Eric All to try to put his name in the hat and fight for a position on the Wolverines. Also, we have four-star tight end Malik Carr, who just committed to the Wolverines. He as well is 6'4", and he's 230 pounds. And he's from none other than Oak Park. He could possibly play wide receiver in our offense as well, which is very interesting to me because that shows that he could play a lot of other positions. And he might turn out to be a guy like Nico Collins in a way, where he's a very big wide receiver who can play both tight end and receiver. So look for these two guys to as well be in the passing game. So with all these wide receivers, all these running backs, all these tight ends, all these offensive linemen, I know what everybody always wants to get to is the quarterback situation. Now, I've already raved about J.J. McCarthy and how he will come in a few years and become one of the quarterbacks and fight for the starting role. But that's the class of 2021. We're now focused on this season, the class of 2020. And we have two big names at quarterback who are looking to fight for the starting role and hopefully be the leader of this team one day. First of which is none other than Cade McNamara. Cade McNamara is out of Reno, Nevada, and he is 6'1", 206 pounds, and he's a four-star quarterback commit. He had been a Notre Dame commit until early March, when he also received offers from Alabama, Georgia, USC, and the Wolverines. He was a Gatorade Player of the Year in Nevada, and after his junior season, he threw for 44 touchdowns and 3,470 yards. He's the number one player in the state of Nevada and the number 11 player at his position. He is not only committed, but he is signed to the Wolverines. Now, what's interesting to me is that it feels like our QB room is kind of filled right now with all these quarterbacks coming in. So for a guy like Cade McNamara, who was very heavily regarded in high school and decided to come to the Wolverines, it'll be interesting to me to see where they kind of put him as a quarterback and where they put him on the roster. And definitely they'll redshirt him this year, but maybe it might turn into a Tate Martell situation where he'll transfer. I would not be surprised by this just because our quarterbacks coming in are stacked and we are set for at least the next 8 years in quarterbacks. So Cade McNamara is very interesting because he is a very, very good quarterback, at least right now. No one knows what will happen in college, but I have very high hopes for him that he'll be very good in college. But maybe he will woo Jim Harbaugh and the coaching staff, and he will become a quarterback for Michigan. So that's just a name to look out for and a guy to look out for because he shows a lot of promise and a lot of hope, but we'll see if there's enough space for him to actually make a difference for the Wolverines. Another quarterback who committed to the Wolverines is George Johnson III out of Stuart, Florida. He is 5'11", 180 pounds, and he's a three-star quarterback. He announced his decision to play for Michigan saying, "I like the bond the teammates had at the overall field on campus. It feels like a place I can call home." During his junior season, he threw for 1,336 yards and 14 touchdowns, as well as ran for 526 yards and 7 touchdowns. He was a publication's Male Athlete of the Year for the 2017-2018 season. This is a guy where it's very different from a lot of our quarterbacks because Michigan quarterbacks have tended to be pocket passers and have had to wait for time, but George Johnson, in looking at his tape, loves to use his feet. He is always scrambling, always looking to get more yards on his feet on his own. And I like a guy like that. It's more intriguing to watch when you have a high-skilled offense with a quarterback who is a threat at the run, as well as, you know, being able to hand off the ball to the running back or being a passing threat. So don't count him out just yet. Although he's only a 3-star coming in, and again, a very crowded quarterback room, he brings something different to the table in being able to use his feet and being pretty quick and running with the ball. So again, definitely going to be a redshirt this year, but you know, he'll definitely compete for the starting role in the near future. Now, it's time for the defensive players. This defense is big, they're highly ranked, and they're ready to play under Don Brown. Michigan has had a history of having spectacular defenses, and I don't have anything to worry about when I'm looking at this defensive recruiting class. Let's start with the linebackers, because the linebackers are highly ranked, and they look ready. Michigan had just secured a pipeline to St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, Maryland. Linebacker Nakai Hill-Green became the third football player from the school to commit to the Wolverines for the 2020 recruiting class. He revealed his decision last Thursday on Twitter. He's 6'1", 230 pounds. He is a 3-star recruit according to 247 Sports, but by the time he goes to Michigan, he should be a 4-star recruit. He joins 4-star linebacker Osmond Savage and 3-star offensive tackle Makai Makuzga. He is ranked the number 27 outside linebacker in the country, according to 247 Sports, and the number 14 recruit in the state of Maryland. He is the 8th commit in Michigan's 22 recruiting class. Joining him is Anthony Solomon, who is from St. Thomas Aquinas, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He as well is a linebacker, and he is 6', 190 pounds, and is a 4-star. He is a little bit shorter, but he is 190 pounds, which is pretty big for a 6-foot guy. During an official visit to Michigan last weekend, Solomon flipped his commit from Miami, Florida to the Wolverines. He's a number 10 ranked outside linebacker in the country and the number 28 player in the state of Florida. He completed his senior season at St. Thomas Aquinas with a team-high 63 tackles on a defense that yielded an average 9.2 points a game. Wow. The Raiders, where he went to school, were Class 7A runners-up. That is very impressive. I love to see that on a very high-skilled team. He still was a standout player for that team, and I'm ready to see what he can do at this 6', 190 pounds. He as well is signed as well as committed. So he is ready to come this fall and light it up at the University of Michigan. Another linebacker that we have is Charles Thomas out of St. Thomas More in Oakdale, Connecticut. He is as well 6' and is a little bigger at 222 pounds. He's a 3-star commit, and who happened to be Michigan's first commit way back on June 24th, 2017. So this guy has been waiting for years to play for the Wolverines. He was at IMG Academy where he pledged, but then transferred to St. Thomas More for his final season. He had a number of offers, including Clemson, Maryland, North Carolina, and Tennessee. He's ranked number 24th nationally at his position and 5th in the state of Connecticut. So looking at this linebacker core, they are big. They're around 6', so they're not that tall, but they are big in weight and big in size, and that shows a lot of promise for me that, you know, you can be like a guy like Devin Bush, who's not that big, not that tall, but he has a lot of muscle on him, and look at him be a top 10 pick in the National Football League. Going on to the defensive ends, I'm going to run through these because there's a lot of them for this incoming class. Mike Morris out of Florida is a defensive end who is listed at 6'5", 255 pounds. He is a 4-star commit, and he had originally committed to Florida State, where his father, Mike Morris Sr., was an offensive lineman. I don't know if you follow Florida State football, but he has been a commit since February of 2016, so he's waited even longer. He visited Michigan in the summer and then flipped his commit in early September after the Wolverines' win over Western Michigan. He's a number 48 among players ranked in Florida. So there's another 4-star commit right there who's 6'5", and his father played football as an offensive lineman. So he's a history of having big men in the family playing football. So looked it for him to make an impact on Don Brown's defense. Another guy is Gabe Newbarg, out of Clayton, Ohio, and he's 6'5", 230 pounds, and he's a 3-star. He had been recruited by Ohio State, but the Buckeyes never actually made an offer. Stupid Buckeyes. So Newbarg committed to Michigan in early April after visiting OSU, kind of similar to J.J. McCarthy and saying that they kind of screwed him over in a bit. So, hey, you're lost, Ohio State. This guy's ours now. Next is David Ojabo out of Blairstown, New Jersey. And he is 6'4", 233 pounds, and a 3-star. He had moved in with a host family and began attending the academy 2 years ago. And he also played soccer and basketball. And he's ranked number 7. He's the number 7 player in the state of New Jersey as in total. So he's highly regarded as well as a defensive end. Chris Hinton out of Norcross, Georgia, is 6'4", 280 pounds, and he's a 4-star. He's a two-way player with who excelled on the defensive line and was first-team All-State in Georgia. He had become the fourth player from his school in the last 5 years to be invited to play in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. He's ranked number 8 in Georgia and number 5 at his position. So already coming into the University of Michigan, this guy is heavily regarded, highly recruited, and he has a lot of hope and a lot of promise to him hopefully make the starting lineup or at least make a rotation for the defensive ends. This guy, out of all the defensive ends that I'm looking at right now, I think he has the most promise to get some playing time right away. Finally, Mozzie Smith out of Grand Rapids East Kenwood is 6'3", 280 pounds, and he himself is a defensive tackle, so not a defensive end. And he told the Detroit News in an interview earlier this year that he chose Michigan over a number of programs because he liked the Wolverines tradition. And that's also why I've just always been a Wolverine fan as well. It's just because they just show tradition and family and values. And as a player, but as well as a fan, you can really appreciate that and you can really understand that. He loved the way that the players carried themselves. He was also partial to Michigan because of the defensive line coach, Greg Madison. Smith is ranked number 4 in the state. So, again, this is a defensive tackle, so look for him to maybe make the starting roster someday. So, arguably the biggest commitment for the University of Michigan this season, and probably a definite starter as a true freshman coming into this year, is Daxon Hill. He's a safety out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and went to Booker T. Washington. He is 6 foot, 186 pounds, and is a 5-star recruit. He's the number 1 rated safety and number 7 overall player in the country. He helped lead his team to the 6A Division II state title as a junior. As a senior on the team, he had a semifinal finish. During his senior season, he had 93 tackles, including 9 for loss and 3 forced fumbles. As a receiver, he had 13 catches with 7 going for touchdowns. He's Oklahoma's Gatorade Player of the Year and played in the All-American Bowl. This guy is a sure starter. Sure, hopeful top 10 pick. I'm beyond ecstatic and excited for this guy. He is everything that you want in a football player coming out of high school. He's developed, he's ready to learn, and I'm just so glad that Michigan beat out all the other schools to get this guy. This is definitely our biggest sign of the year. And again, just look for him to get right in there in that starting lineup and that starting rotation for the defense and just start making plays for the Wolverines very early on in the season. Some other safeties, though, is Quentin Johnson, who he himself is a 4-star at St. John's College in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. He is 5'11", 190 pounds, and is the 3rd-ranked player in Washington, D.C. He made his announcement as he was headed to Michigan during the opening finals in Texas this summer. He had also reportedly considered Arizona, Boston College, Alabama, and Penn State. And he, again, just like Daxon Hill, he played wide receiver in high school. So these guys are opening up many options for themselves for the Michigan Wolverines. Last but not least, we have the corners. To start off, Jalen Perry out of Toluca, Georgia, is 6'1", 188 pounds. He's a number 22 in the state of Georgia and number 22 nationally at his position. He told the Michigan Insider he chose Michigan because of the athletics and the academics combined. That's my ideal goal. I would love to go to the University of Michigan just because they have spectacular academics, but at the same time, their sports are superb and outstanding. And I don't blame Jalen Perry one bit or disagree with him at all about that statement and how, as a four-star commit, he chose the school not only for football, but as well as just having amazing academics. Another corner we have is Mike St. Tristille out of Everest, Massachusetts. He's 5'10", 175 pounds, and is a three-star recruit. Again, he had many suitors trying to recruit him as any of these guys would, but in early November of this past year, he committed to the University of Michigan. He had three interceptions in one game this fall. Don Brown, not surprisingly, led the recruitment of St. Tristille, who visited Michigan for the Penn State game, which ended this year in a very good fashion. He is not only committed, but he is signed. Finally, DJ Turner, the second, out of IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. He is a corner at 6 foot, 165 pounds, and is a three-star corner. Turner transferred to IMG for his final season so he could play cornerback and is ranked the number 52 overall in the state of Florida. He played for North Gwinnett in Georgia as a safety during his junior season. That team won the state title in Georgia. Turner is ranked number 41 among cornerbacks. So this guy knows what it's like to win, knows what it's like to play corner as well as safety, comes up with a lot of options, played at multiple schools. This is just the player that you want and look to have, who is well-rounded, well-diverse, and has a lot of experience playing for different schools, playing for a state title-winning team, as well as playing different positions.
Yay!
Woo! There you have it, Michigan fans. That is your 2020 recruiting class all right in front of you. Feel free to go back, listen to different positions that you like, some things that you have more questions about, want to inquire about, and again, feel free to message me on Instagram or Twitter about any questions for any of these guys. Looking at this class, I'm very excited. We have a mixture of 3, 4, and 5 stars in this recruiting class, which is very different from Michigan because usually Michigan has tended to be one of the lower rankings in the recruitment this year. But this year, they've really stepped up their game and have went out and recruited these very highly regarded players. There are players for every position. There are players who are ready to go in there. You know, they're always looking for a chance. Young guys are always looking for a chance. Most likely, most of these players will be redshirted this year. But as I said, there are a few guys out there like Braden McGregor or Daxon Hill who definitely look to see to be true freshman players this year. Maybe not day one starters, but definitely getting the rotation this year. For that, my name is Jake Singer. This is the Michigan Rundown. And again, with any questions you have, please look at my Instagram at umich.rundown or find me at Twitter at the Michigan Rundown. My name is Jake Singer, and I'm out.